Sunday mornings. I don't know who came up with that phrase, but it sure fits well. For those who found us on their radio at FM 96.9 San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and worship with us at 10:30 any Sunday morning. Everyone is welcome. The opening scripture selected for this morning is Psalm 1, taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in due season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind blows away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the ungodly shall perish. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And
amen. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And you're here for a reason. You're here for a reason. And what reason would that be, pray tell? Yes, ma'am, Carolyn.
God and Jesus.
To worship God and Jesus. Amen. Remember that. Remember why we're here, to worship Him. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Would you please stand with me, please? And if you can't hold someone's hand, that's fine without moving around. We're going to go to the one who has all the answers. Amen? Knows everything. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for the love that you've shown and poured down on this congregation. We thank you so much for the patience that you have with us, Lord. And Lord, we thank you so much for dying for us. And the fact that you rose again, Lord, that means that we have been made righteous, those of us who believe. Bless them, Lord. Watch over them. Take care of them. Be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, while you're standing, just turn around and wave at each other. Say good morning. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, church. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we are following you on your way of love, and we ask that you teach and encourage us today. Help us to overcome our fear of failure, knowing that failure does not define us. We are free to live with love and courage, the same way you lived. Help us to risk more, love more, fail more. In your name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn? Faith of our fathers. Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, bar, and sword. Oh, how our hearts will be high with joy whenever we hear that glorious word. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true.
Prepare for our offering. We give thanks to you this morning, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, for the opportunity, Lord, to give back a portion of what you have given us. Lord, we know that you are the giver of all gifts, and we thank you for it. We ask that you would bless this offering, and may it be used for your purpose, the furtherance of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
hand.
Scriptures from Ephesians 5, 15 to 20. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most out of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
You may be seated.
Slots in the Bell Choir. Bell Choir is back to full strength. We got a couple of, somebody got voluntold, and so it worked real good. And so we got that filled. But as you can see, we don't have our choir here tonight, or this morning. We've got four people that are out, and we just really can't present because we've become so small. So I'm going to ask you one more time, if you would like to be a part of the choir, just come see me. I can teach you. That's my job. My J-O-B, what would? So y'all get me this morning. This song is called How Beautiful. How beautiful.
hands I serve the wine and the bread and the children of earth. How beautiful! How beautiful! How beautiful is the body of Christ.
Jenny, put that stuff in your way up there.
How beautiful.
Amen. Amen. Very good.
Please join me in prayer. Dear God, we give you thanks for today. We thank you for every good thing that you have given us. We thank you especially for our pastor who will be bringing a message. The message that you have given to him. Help us to pay attention really well and be prepared to pass it on to those who are not here, our community, our friends, our neighbors. And let not his words die at the microphone. Be with us in this and all other things, dear Lord. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Gene.
Oh, okay.
Good morning. How are y'all this week? Good. All right. Wait for you. All right. All right, so this morning, this morning we're talking about Ephesians 5, 15 through 20. And I'm going to be honest with y'all, there's a lot of different ways to look at this scripture. And I had several ideas that I teeter-tottered back and forth, and I couldn't pick on one. So I'm going to combine two that I saw that I liked. And the first one was, it talks about being wise. What is being wise? What is wisdom? Do we know? Yeah, so sometimes wisdom is knowledge, right? Something that we know, like, from our brain. But I think in this scripture that God is telling us to be wise, and it comes from our heart. So if people need help, to help them. And then the other thing is to look at the world with the beauty, with finding beauty in all things. And even sometimes things are not beautiful, to find something. And so I read this thing that said, an apple. If you have an apple and you look at it, it's just an apple.
Hmm.
Right? Is it just an apple to you? But what if we think about, if we look at the apple and we want to see the beauty in the apple, would you just think of an apple and say, well, I want to see the beauty in an apple? Not necessarily, right? But if we think about that we should find beauty in things, what can we say about the apple that's beautiful? Or that causes joy? Yes?
Healthy.
Nutritious. What about the color? It's red.
Red.
So a green. You're right. So if we have a red apple, maybe it's a beautiful color. And let me ask you, what if you bite the apple and it tastes wonderful, but it's so juicy that it gets all over your clothes? We're quick to be like, this apple just ruined my trip. But what about thinking about the apple as, hey, it was so juicy that it maybe got on my shirt, but I'm thankful that it was juicy because that helped with the taste being so wonderful, right? So sometimes it's just tweaking the way that we see things or the way that we do things. And I believe in this scripture that if we see the world in all of its beauty, it will cause us to have the beauty in our heart, which is the wisdom that God is asking us to share and to go out into the world with, right? So as we go this week, let's try to find the beauty. And one of the exercises it said was that every night in a journal, before you go to bed, think about things. And I want you to try to write three things that you saw that was beautiful. And do that every night. And then the world will become a different place because you will be looking for things that are beautiful. And it said that sometimes you can see a rock and see a beautiful, and we don't think rocks are always beautiful. But sometimes they said that the woman that wrote it said that she saw a rock and she was just infatuated with the rock and the beauty of the rock. And I think that's true, in that if you're looking for beauty, your heart will change and look for beauty even when things are not beautiful. All right? Let's say a prayer. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for giving us what we need.
Thank you for giving us what we need.
Help to look for your wisdom.
Help to look for wisdom.
To make good decisions. And have discernment. Help us make the wise choices in our lives. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all, guys. Have a good week.
Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. Give them a hand. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Heather. Amen. I feel like singing this morning. I really do. I have got a song on my heart. Now, I got to tell you this before I'm going to sing it. But I want you to sing it with me. It's an old Baptist song, so don't get mad at me, okay? You may know it. It's an old one. Goes way back. I know Tessie. She knows it. I'm going to start it off, okay? Y'all help me out, all right? I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 It ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. It ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. It ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. That, for some reason, that song was on my heart. Amen. I don't know why. Don't ask me. Yes, sir. Is that right? Yeah, that song was on my heart. Amen. 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 That's an old song, and it goes way back when I was just a little fella. And I used to sing that in Sunday school and church all the time. Amen. So you didn't know that song. Amen? That's good. Now, before I start preaching, we didn't get a chance to recognize the visitors. So, now, I know there's one visitor here. One visitor. Actually, she's really not. Well, she's a visitor, I guess. Suzanne, would you please stand, please? Now, you can blame Sonny for that, okay? You blame Sonny for that. Could you come forward so they can all see you? They need to know who you are. Amen. This is Suzanne Rodarte, and she is our admin assistant. Amen. And she helps us out with a lot. She pays our bills, takes care of the admin work, and she is just an awesome person. Amen. And she is visiting with us this morning. And we thank God for you. Thank you, hon. We appreciate it. Amen. 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 I had four cups of coffee this morning, so I'm pretty well wired up, all right? I'm just going to tell you. I had four cups. So, This morning, our message is going to be fail more. Fail more. Now, that sounds kind of weird, doesn't it? Fail more. Or you could also title this walking in the way of love. You see, let me ask you a question this morning. When you travel, how do you pack? Do you underpack or do you overpack? Amen. I tend to, when I was first in the military, a young soldier, we had a duffel bag. We had to carry everything we had in that duffel bag. And I mean, I packed that puppy to the gills. Probably everything I had. Some of us sometimes, we pack too much. Amen? We pack too much. We overpack. And when we go on our journey, we don't need all those things. You know, all you need maybe is just something for one night. Where am I going with this? Here's why I ask. If you're going to follow Jesus on the way of love, it's not possible to bring all that mess with you. Amen? And some of us, we got some pretty good baggage. You're going to need to pack lightly, and you're going to leave some of that mess behind. This way of love of Jesus is a narrow path, and there is no extra room for baggage. Fail more. We must not let go. I'm sorry, we must let go of the fear of failing if we are to follow Jesus on his way of love. You see, as we walk with the Lord, our life becomes more about self-giving for others than it is about receiving success, approval, or recognition for ourselves. We risk more, we love more, and we even fail more. But you know what, folks? It's okay to fail because our life, the believer's life, isn't measured by failure or success. It's measured by our self-giving love. And you know what 1 Corinthians 13:8 says this? And love never fails. So, as I said earlier, you can't bring with you, one of the things that you can't take with you on this journey is your fear of failure. A story. Yesterday, Sandra, John Valero, and Judy Johnson, Tessie, and myself, we took off behind our neighborhood in Kirby. And we were scared. We were scared. Not scared, but scared. There's a difference, you know. But we knew that this is what the Lord wanted us to do. And we were able to pick a street. And we walked down that street. And we were able to meet with people. All we wanted to do was meet our neighbors. Amen? There are people that are in our neighborhood that has been there for over 30 years. And they know about our church, but then they don't know about it. So what we wanted to do was go out and introduce ourselves. Introduce our church to the neighborhood. And we got some very good, positive response. But we were afraid. What I'm trying to tell you this morning, folks, the Lord does not, he knows that we're going to fail. We're human. But he doesn't want us to be scared. Amen? He doesn't want us to have a fear of failing. How many of you have a fear of failing sometimes? I do. I do. We're afraid to take risks. We're afraid to go out and do new things for the Lord because we're afraid that we are going to fail. But you know what? The Lord knows all about you. And he knows how weak or how strong, and he knows all the little things that bother us. So he knows that we're going to fail. But it's okay. Because like I said earlier, that's not how we're judged, how we're measured by the Lord. It's our love for him and obedience. So you go ahead and try some things. Go ahead and come out and walk that neighborhood with prayer. Sunrise and other neighborhoods, even the neighborhood where you're at. Don't be afraid to talk to your neighbors. Amen? How many of you know anything about your neighbors? Be honest. Be honest. Amen. Amen. How many of you want to know your neighbors? You know, neighbors are very important. Amen? And you know why they're important? Because just like you, God loves them. Amen? He loves them very much. Alamo United Methodist Church is here because God has blessed us to be a neighbor, to be bridge builders for the community around us. Amen? That's why we're here. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. If it wouldn't be for that, guess what? The Lord wouldn't need us anymore. Amen? I pray that it never comes to the point that the Lord would put me on a shelf and say, Ted, you know, you're not doing right, so I'm going to have to get somebody else. I don't want that to happen to me, and I don't want that to happen to you. So let me get started. Let me get up here and tell you what's really going on here, what he's saying here. And if we look at that verse 5:17, he says, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. This is Ephesians 5:17. Now, that understand means to understanding, but sometimes we're not going to have complete understanding. We're not going to know everything it is to know about knowing God's will. The Lord will just give us enough to do what? So we can move forward. And why does he do that? Because he wants us to trust him along the way. He wants us to realize that he is the only one that we need. And think of it this way, of that understanding. When you go out on a trip, you don't have knowledge of every traffic jam, every construction delay, or every storm, but what's ahead of you. But you have enough understanding that you know how to get from San Antonio to Abilene, Texas. You know how to get there, but you don't know what's in front of you, what's going to happen. So that understanding means that we take action with the understanding that we have, and we're not paralyzed by a fear of failure. It's about having just enough understanding to move forward while accepting all the problems that lie ahead. We don't need to worry about details because we know we will never fail outside of God's loving care, and even when we make mistakes. So Ephesians says, understand what the Lord's will says. And this doesn't mean to know everything, but to understand God's will enough to move forward. Dear ones, we must move forward in our journey. We can't afford to go backwards. Amen? We've got to move forward. We've got to move forward with our church. We've got to move forward with the Lord. We've got to move forward with our message. You know, in other words, we've got to move forward in what? In faith. And we may not know what's going to happen next week or the next hour. We have to move forward. And the way of love requires us to act on what we do understand without having all the details, and knowing that God will guide us one step at a time. One step at a time, dear one. One day at a time. That's what the Lord wants to do for us. And then it says, don't be foolish. Don't be foolish. Now, there are two important things that the Bible teaches about being fools. First, he says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. And that comes from Psalms 14:1. A foolish person lives as though God does not exist, does everything. We talked in Sunday school this morning about the eye in the sky. His eye is on everything that we do. But the fool will say there is no God, so he's not worried about what God sees. So the first thing that you have to do to avoid being foolish is to make sure we bring the specific situation to God in prayer. Prayer, dear ones, is the key, is the weapon that we simply, for some reason, we just don't want to buy into it. Prayer is one of the best ways to exercise your faith. If you don't pray, then you're living as your life as if God doesn't exist. You're saying there is no God. And that is pure foolishness there. Don't be foolish. Pray. Share your heart and your mind with God and see what happens. And you know what? Don't just do this on Sundays. Don't just do it on a certain day. Do it regularly. Do it every day with your prayer time. Second about foolishness is, fools avoid wise counsel. In other words, they don't want to listen to anybody. They know everything, and you can't tell them nothing. Amen? I wonder if anybody ever come across a person like that. Amen, I have. In fact, I've been that person a couple of times, but a few times. But I can tell you this, that's the way of a fool. Proverbs 12:16 says, the way of fools seem right to them, but the wise listen to advice. Folks, you got to listen to what folks tell you, amen? A foolish person won't listen, but a wise person will listen to that person that been there. You know, we Tess and I, we always tell our children when they were growing up the little sneaky things they try to play and where they used to hide things. And I tell them, I says, look, you're not doing nothing that me and your mama hadn't been done before. We've been through this, or we know what you're doing. So you're not going to fool us, you know. Foolish people don't consult others and listen to what they have to say. But wise people, they listen to good advice. You see, and then you want to make the most of every opportunity. Ephesians 5, 15 through 16. Let me read it for you here. It says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. Every day you have an opportunity to serve the Lord. Amen. Every day, wherever you may be at home, you may be in the store, you may be out in the yard, there's going to be an opportunity for you to serve the Lord, to do something that makes a difference in someone else's life. Do something that the Lord wants you to do. So you want to be very careful how you live. Very careful. And making the most of every opportunity. Why? Because we live in some dark times, folks. We live in some dark times, and these days are very, they're evil. And Ephesians is encouraging us to make the most of every opportunity. Now, here's something. If you didn't know this, you'll know it now. Our Lord isn't somebody who watches over your shoulder with a ruler and waiting to whack you when you want to make a mistake. Our Lord is not a tyrant who shouts, don't mess this up, Ted. Don't mess this up. Our Lord, our God, is a loving Father who says, embrace every moment. Make the best of every opportunity. You see, when you look at our Lord in that perspective, he's not a demanding tyrant. Someone's going to beat you over the head every time you make a mistake. Even though, I must say this, there is a penalty for doing wrong. Amen? If you do something wrong, there are consequences. But our Lord is not going to beat you over the head. He's not going to do that. You see, we move from living in fear of failure to living with a sense of purpose and joy. You see, we can approach every day with confidence. And we're going to know that even if we make a mistake, God's grace is sufficient to carry us through. And then living wisely. There are many that are living in darkness and pain. They're out there in darkness and pain. You may know someone even right now. Make the most of every opportunity. You know, see what we can do. We can bring light into dark places. With Jesus, we can bring light. He is the light of the world, and he has given us that light to take to the world. We can bring light into dark places, love into areas of hurt, and hope into situations of despair. This today, I want you to take from here, I want you to be the reason someone believes that God is good. We ought to be the reason that someone believes that God is love. And we ought to be the reason someone that God is forgiving. And one of the best ways that you can make the best of every opportunity is stay connected to the Lord. Stay with him, folks. By prayer and scripture reading, that helps us stay connected to God's guidance and wisdom. I find that if I start my morning early, if I get up before I go out in the garden, if I sit down and have prayer and Bible reading, and that helps me the rest of my day. It sets up the day for me. If I don't, then I'm helter-skelter, I'm all over the place. So stay connected to the Lord. Something else that you can do that's very important to seize the moment, seize every opportunity, is to encourage others. Encourage others. Help others see their potential and the opportunities before them. And you know what, folks, who you are, especially, you ought to do this with your family. Oh, I can't tell you folks how important family is to the Lord, how important family is to God. We ought to help them see their potential and opportunities. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help our grandchildren, our great-grandchild. We want to help him. We want to help them see the ways of the Lord. We want to encourage them to stay with the Lord. So our passage today, we'll finish up Ephesians 18 through 20. It reads as this. It says, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, and sing and make music from your heart to the Lord." That's what I was attempting to do for you this morning. I want to sing. I want to speak words of life and love to you. And you know how we do that, folks? You can do that with songs. Amen? Singing. You know, it's very important that we pay attention to what we say to people. You have no idea how important it is, you know. And he tells us that instead of speaking words of discouragement, we ought to encourage one another and with psalms and hymns and sing from the Spirit, you know. And our words to one another, they have so much power. People say sticks and stones may break my bones, but words never hurt me. But I disagree with that. I believe words can hurt you greatly. They can cut you to the spirit. Amen? Especially when it comes from a family member. It cuts deep. So be careful how you speak to one another. Our words are so very important. And we've got to encourage one another on Jesus' way of love. We must encourage one another to move forward, to take risks, to practice acts of courage. And you know what? Don't let the fear of failure keep you from walking in faith. Now, as I close this morning, I want to go to 2 Timothy 1 through 7. And I'm sure if you have a Bible on your phone, would you please go there with me? I think it's important that we see this scripture together. And we're going to close with that scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 1, I believe, is verse 7. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Does anybody know that scripture? I bet you do. I bet you do. It's an old scripture. Listen to what the Lord says, what Paul is telling the young minister, Timothy, about being afraid. Listen for God's word. This is starting at verse 7, 2 Timothy chapter 1. For the Spirit of God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoners. He says, rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. What Paul is telling Timothy there is he doesn't need to be afraid. Amen? He doesn't need to be timid. He doesn't need to be shy about sharing God's word. And you know why? Because God has not given us the spirit of what? Fear and timidity. He's given us power to go out and share the word. And he's given us the power of self-discipline, or in some translations may say of a sound mind, you know. So I would encourage you this morning, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to take risks. Fail more, because in the kingdom of heaven, when you fail more, guess what, folks? You're doing more. And the Lord sees your work. And he's not going to judge you by your failure. He's going to judge you by your obedience. He's going to judge you on the fact that you were not afraid to try. Remember that. Don't be afraid to try. go out and do wonderful things to the Lord, knowing that the Lord is with you. Alamo United Methodist Church has an excellent opportunity. The Lord put us in the right place. Amen. He did. You know, he put us in the right place because he knows there's a need here. And he wants us to feel that need. May the Lord give each one of us courage. May he give each one of us power to go out and be the Christians that we need to be. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The altar, while we, the invitation. John, can you get me some water, please? The altar is not, the altar is open for anyone who wishes to come. And this morning, I want to think, want you to think about what the Lord is trying to teach us here. If you're afraid this morning, if something is holding you back from serving the Lord, I encourage you this morning to bring it to the altar and say, Lord, I'm not going to be scared anymore. I'm going to follow you and trust you because I know that you are with me. The altar is open for all who wish to come.
Will you stand for our hymn of invitation? We are the church. I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together. The church is not a building, the church is not a steeple, the church is not a resting place, the church is a people. I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together. We're many kinds of people with many kinds of faces, all colors and all ages too, from all times and places. I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together. Sometimes the church is marching, sometimes it's bravely burning, sometimes it's writing, sometimes hiding, always it's learning. I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together.
John. Yeah. Also, while we're praying this morning, I just found out Miss Sandy is back in the hospital. So, Sandy Bundy. So let's pray for Leona this morning, and then we'll pray for Miss Sandy and all the other.
And for Doug.
And for Doug. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's all stand, please. Would you please hold hands? Dixie, could you come up, please? You feel like, could you come to the front? Who will be here to represent Miss Sandy? Who will stand in for her? Who will stand in for Sandy Bundy? Okay. Okay. Amen. Doug, if you want to, you can come on up again, too. The Lord loves all of us. Amen.
Amen.
He loves every last one, and he wants us to pray for each other. Let's go to the Lord and lift up the prayer for these folks. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Lord, you're so good to us. And you know, sometimes, Lord, we forget things. Our minds, they flow here and there. But one thing you told us, to always pray. So we want to lift up Dixie's sister. We want to lift her name's Leona. We want to lift up Sandy. And we want to lift up Doug. And we want to lift up Tom this morning, Lord. And anyone else that has someone on their heart, we lift them up too. We ask for healing. We ask for comfort. We ask for peace, both for them and the family. And we ask, Lord, that you would do as only you could do when one is sick. You have the power to heal. And we ask you to do that, Lord. You have the power to make things right. And we ask that you do that, Lord. And you have the power to comfort us, to let us know that everything is going to be all right. We look to you, Jesus. We depend on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you, sister. God bless you, Doug. All right.
Any more that are still out here?
Amen. You may be seated.
Thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we go from here today, let us remember all those who are less fortunate than ourselves, and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe. Watch out for the traffic. And let us join together here next Sunday to receive the message our pastor will have for us. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Would you stand for our closing hymn, Glorify Thy Name? Father, we love you, we worship and adore you. Glorify Thy name in all the earth. Jesus, we love you, we worship you.